It is Big Podcast Daily today, Sunday, October 11th. David Hooper here. If you want the podcast where I talk about marketing information for podcasters, you want to go to bigpodcast.com/subscribe. This one a little bit different. This is me reading things, and on the weekends, I'm answering questions. Right now, I'm sitting here with my dog, Parker. You may hear him in the background because, one, I'm not in the studio. Two, there are no edits on Big Podcast Daily. That's why I'm doing this. I'm doing this to become a better host, to think on my feet, to get better at reading. And I'm going to pull up Poddex. This is the app. I answered some fitness questions yesterday. Thing didn't load. Today it loaded. Someone will tell you more about some of these decks. We did fitness and health deck by Fit Is. You know, I'm going to finish that out and see if I can do another preview if it asks me the same question. What book have you read multiple times? Have I not talked about this? I talked about doing Turning Pro and also War of Art, both books by Stephen Pressfield. I used to listen to the audiobooks all the time when I was driving a little bit more. And I'm talking about driving to the gym. I mean, I've been self-employed since 95. I've never really had a commute. But I really like those books, especially if I'm in the middle of doing something like a book myself, where I got to like turn it on, man. And it's not easy to do if you've ever written a book. You may feel that way because you're doing a podcast. It is difficult sometimes to put yourself out there. And for me, the writing, I feel like it's gotten easier. I feel like I've gotten better at it, my ability to focus, but it's still not easy. And there are a lot of things that come up, and that's a good one. Next question. What is one subscription you don't want to live without? Right now, I'm subscribed to something called Cave Day, and it's at caveday.org. And what this is it's kind of like co-working. I don't understand co-working. I like to work by myself. But Cave Day, it was written, founded by a screenwriter. And what he found was that when he could block out big chunks of time, he was getting his stuff done. And when he was working alongside other people in a co-working type environment, there was a bit of pressure. You know, if you'll respect everybody and you're not going to say, "Hey, John, what's up with the movie this weekend?" or "How was that concert?" When you're not going to talk to people, he liked having those people around. So what he did, he's blocking chunks of time out, and he basically gets you in front of a computer and you have people watch you on video. I mean, they're not really watching. They're all working too, but it's pretty neat. It's caveday.org. I think it's $40 a month, and did two sessions today, actually. So I was in the cave for 6 hours, and it really helped me with the new podcast that I'm launching, which is about podcasting, actually. So watch for that this week. I'll keep you posted. Let's see here. Well, I've gone through every single question yesterday and today of the fitness and health. Let's talk about superheroes. Go to the next deck. I'll do one more superhero deck. Are you a big fan of superhero movies and comic books? No, not really. Will you be the hero or villain of this conversation? All right, here we go. I think I did one of these. Would you rather play a hero or a villain, and why? I feel that when it comes to television shows, I feel like at least modern stuff, and it might have always been this way, but the villains are a whole lot more complicated. They're a whole lot more real as human. So I would have to say villain on that. My grandfather used to say this. He said, I don't know how you'd phrase it. I don't know if he said like every saint's got a little bit of sinner and every sinner's got a little bit of saint, or every good person has a little bit of bad and every bad person has a little bit of good. You know, yin and yang. My dog is right at my feet. You know, I agree with that. I think that it's like cops and criminals. If you've ever known criminals, if you've ever known cops, there's a real fine line between the two. Real fine line. And there are a lot of criminal cops, and I guess they're cops that are criminals. Is that how to say that? Anyway. All right. It's Big Podcast Daily, Sunday, October 10th. Thank you for joining me on this adventure. New podcast coming out. I mean, a new podcast. You can go ahead and look it up if you want. It's called Podcast Profits. It's probably available somewhere, wherever you get your podcast. I don't know, Podcast Profits. This is something we did. Well, I'll tell you more about it when it comes out. Don't worry about it. But for now, go to bigpodcast.com/subscribe. Get the other podcasts that I've got. bigpodcast.com/subscribe. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next episode.